Hey, 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 what's going on? It's your boy. Let's go. Curveball. I'm actually recording this right before bed. I'm sitting in my bed right now. Just got done eating and just trying to take my mind off things. I just remembered I had a dream this morning that I thought I'd like to get out there, you know, put it in the books. So it's the beginning of the dream takes place with the background. You know, in a dream, you have background knowledge normally. In this dream, I was... I was talking to this kid that I knew, still know, named Reggie. And the premise was he had got me into, like, a boxing fighting tournament, something like that. And then he was like, yeah, so 5:30, I'm going to have you at this center. Or it's going to be your time up there. And you're going to box. And I was like, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. So I think I'm just out and about, really don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, oh shit, it's almost 5:30. Well, we better get down there. So I make like not a mad dash, but it's like I was in like a store, some department store. And I'm like, we got to get out of here. Go, go, go. You know, all that. And then it like turns into a stadium, like how underneath it's like a big hall, there's concession stands, all that stuff. So we like, but like it's half that. It's like it starts out like that, and then we run through to the stairs, and then we go up them, and it turns into like a like lecture hall seating, and it's indoors. Or no, not indoors, but there's like a skylight canopy, or like a canopy covering it, I guess. So it turned from like a stadium to like this giant amphitheater sort of, yeah, something like that. And I'm like, well, when's it my time to fight? And then I've like sitting there waiting, like the whole place is packed with people. So we're sitting in the stands like, oh, when's it our time to go? And it never came. And then Reggie shows up. He's like, bro, I had you scheduled to fight at 2:00, not 5:30. And I was like, oh, fuck. I guess I just made up the whole 5:30 thing. So we're just kind of sitting in the stands and I'm all bummed. And everybody starts leaving. So everyone's getting up from their seats and going. But like for some reason, as I get up to go, I like transfer into hell. Like the stadium just turns to flesh and the sky turns red and it's like blood and guts and bones everywhere. And I'm suddenly like in the stadium instead of sitting in the stadium, I'm back underneath the bleachers sort of. And I'm like going through like flesh core. It's not really structural. It's just kind of like a winding path of like flesh and tendons and sinews, like everything getting held together. It's like a walking through like an alive organism, but it's like hellish. Like it was like, and like, ooh, you know, it's like scary down there, but there's like, it's lit up somehow. So it's like got this yellow light on this like red flesh circular cave thing. And I'm going through and, I meet like a demon, and they're like kind of weird looking little demons. They're like little like pudgy type characters. And at first everything's cool. But then like I go down the staircase and I don't know how else to explain. Like I go down a staircase, like a flesh staircase, and I get to the bottom and there's a demon down there that's like pissed off. Like I don't know how else to explain it. He's just upset, and he's, like, trying to block me from the, blocked me from entering, and I'm like, I need to get through. Like, in my head, I was like, I need to get through here to get what I gotta do. I don't know. But I'm like fighting with him over this flesh door, and I'm trying to get through. And he's, I don't know how to, like, he almost takes his attack on me. He's like, oh, I'm going now. It's time. So I start booking it backwards. I'm like, oh no. So I start running up the stairs, and then I think I shut the door on top of, like, I like run to the top of the stairs, and then I shut the door that there's a door up there, I guess. And then, I'm just sitting, and then I get like, this is the funny part. I got like a cupboard, like a pull out cupboard drawer full of blood, and I was like, take this. And it, like, for the mood of this dream, it was pretty, like, nightmarish. Like, it was a nightmare feeling, but also, like, I had confidence in myself. So I was like, oh yeah, it's time. Like, I was pretty confident. So I, like, took the blood from inside this cupboard drawer, and I poured it at the bottom of the door, and then it, like, went underneath the crack and started to pour down onto the stairs where the demon was. And he was like, oh! And he's like, runs back down the stairs and disappears, and I didn't see him again. And so I follow the flesh more. Like, it, at the bottom of the stairs, it leads to, like a circular room of flesh. And then I just see one more entrance, and it turns into my grandma's house. And I'm just walking through. And it transfers from, like, I turn a right-hand corner, and it turns from flesh to just, like, my grandparents' house. Just, I walk through, like, a little hallway, and there's, like, my family sitting at the island. They've got some stools out, got some chairs. We're all sitting around the island in the kitchen, and we're just, they were just having a little food. And I'm like, hell yeah. But then I turn back, and I'm like, damn, hell is still out there. What is going on? And then that's pretty much where it ends. I was just like, I guess I'm in hell, but at my grandma's house or something like that. I didn't know how else to explain it, but it was pretty freaky. That's to say the least, you know? And that's all I've got to say about that. But, yeah, scared the hell out of me. But it was, I don't know. I felt like I wanted to get something out of that dream, but I just, when it first happened, it was freaky. It was a freaky deaky dream. And I was like, but I felt like I learned something. I don't know how else to say it. It was like, I got out of it, and I was like, holy smokes. Like, that was something else. That was something crazy. And so, yeah, I woke up, and I was like, I'm going to record it. But I just woke up, and, well, you know, didn't have the motivation for it. So I'm here now, but I got to this point. I'm just kind of, I don't remember everything, I think. So I'm just kind of stuck. I'm like, frick. But, yeah, at the time, I remember telling myself, I need to record this. It is scary. It's freaky. But at the time now, I've said this like 5 times in a row. What the fuck am I doing? All right, peace.